The following recording was taken at the Foundation's 5 conference at Quinta, June 2014. After the conference, David Andrew just gave his impressions of the conference.
Well, it's all Steve Maltz's fault, really. Steve and I have been friends for quite a while now. He's a brother I value so highly. I love the output, I love his books, and I love working with him. He's got an easy, relaxed, but very definite vision from the Lord. He knows exactly what he's after, and I'm just pleased to tag along and help him out with it. We came down here this year at Steve's invitation, and glad we did, really glad. Okay, I'll see what I can do. See if I was paying attention to my own talks. What it really comes down to is that, sadly, we were all disappointed that Chris Hill and Lindy couldn't be with us, because Chris was billed to be the keynote speaker for the week, and we were all looking forward to that. I have a high regard for Chris's teaching. He's a regular contributor to Sword magazine, which I edit. So it was a real disappointment, but we're glad to hear that Lindy's done the worst for the episode, and we're looking forward to hearing good news about the two of them. But of course, that meant holes in the program, and Steve asked me if I would step in and help out with a couple of the sessions that Chris was planning to take. Of course, I was also billed to take a series of three sessions myself to lead some Bible studies on the Book of Ruth. So I've just had to jump into the gap, as it were. I wondered at the beginning what on earth I was going to be saying. It just kind of came out of the blue. But the conference theme, the more I thought about Word and Spirit, I sensed a real anointing on that theme. I sensed that it was really important to God's purposes. And as I go around the churches, I see such sad divisions in the body of Christ between those who major on the Word and those who major on the Spirit, and don't seem to be able to realize that you can't separate Jesus in that way, because he is the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and therefore he's the Word made flesh, and the Spirit that indwells a Christian is the Spirit of Jesus. So how on earth can we be so picky, you know? That's really where it came from, and I followed that theme through and began to realize that the more you look at Scripture, the more you look at the person and the life and the ministry of Jesus, the more ridiculous it is that we've managed to find ourselves in two camps. Now, I do understand that there have been excesses in the charismatic movement. We all regret that. But I remember reading many years ago a very wise piece of counsel. I think it was Donald Bridge and David Fipers who wrote a book about the gifts of the Spirit. And what they said there has always stayed with me. The remedy for abuse is not disuse, but proper use. So that kind of is always in the background of my thinking when I'm considering the Word and the Spirit. It's just as much an excess to ignore the life and the work of the Spirit altogether and try to major on the Word as though we can somehow or other filter the Spirit out. If you're going to have a real rounded Bible ministry, then you're going to have to let the Holy Spirit get involved in that. Otherwise, it's going to be of the flesh, and you might be saying the right things, but there'll be no power. The Holy Spirit brings the power. The Holy Spirit is the one who sanctifies us. He's in the business of making us holy, which seems an obvious thing for the Holy Spirit to do. But I just sensed there is such a completeness between the Word and the Spirit all through the Scripture. In fact, if I was to go right back to the book of Genesis, I could show quite clearly that the Spirit waits on the Word. And this is something I think that charismatics like myself and others need to learn. The Spirit waits on the Word. The Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters, but nothing happened. All that mighty power of the Holy Spirit was there, but nothing happened until God spoke. The Word was spoken, and he said, "Let there be light," and suddenly the Spirit moves into action and everything begins to happen. So there's a clear working between the Word and the Spirit. They're not at loggerheads with each other. So the charismatics and evangelicals need to get it sorted. That's basically where I would be coming from. I say that in love, but I do grieve over the division that's in the church there in that sense. Okay. I would think if you're a new Christian, you're going to find such a loving community at this fellowship. I know one man at least who is a brand new Christian who's been here at this conference and is absolutely full of joy that he's met with such love and support. And he's the better for it. And we're the better for his having been here and having fellowship with him. So there's no question, if anybody wants to enjoy fellowship, this is the real deal here. This is not just some conference where people sit and listen to talking heads. We're actually sharing in each other's lives in these days together. And the week, you pack a lot into a week when you're sharing your life with other folk. So that's one thing I would say. I think the other thing I would say is that we're not playing games here at this conference. This is not just about learning information. This is about how to live as Christians and how to live together as Christians. And it's downright risky. We're taking risks with each other. We've had some ups and downs this week. We've had folks who've been unhappy. We've had other folks who were trying to pour oil in troubled waters. But ultimately, we've all been in the same place, really, because we're all Jesus people. We're all people of the Word of God. We're all filled with the same Spirit, and we're all going to share glory together. And God has shown us how, as we worship Him and take our eyes off the problems, He's more than able to unify us, and that has happened here this week. It's been a beautiful thing to see, and we wouldn't have enjoyed the unity nearly so much if we hadn't had the problems. So God's been good, and Satan's lost yet again.
For more recordings from the Foundations 5 conference and any other conferences, please go to our website www.foundationsconferences.com. www.foundationsconferences.com